Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Well, yesterday we almost completed a hat-trick of jackpots. We missed it in the first leg where the 50-1 shot came through. I never saw that one coming, but nonetheless, we did catch our double. Magic choice onto rainy season. That double worked out to quite a nice price of 11-2. So hopefully you got out of it on that double. As a good friend of mine always said, that a half a loaf is better than none. Today we are racing out at Kenilworth and we do have an 8-race program, and the first race does begin at 12:55. Let's move on to some market movers on today's card. In race 1, number 8, Master Archie from 5-2 into 16-10. In race 2, number 5, Treasure Hunt from even money into 8.5-10. In race 3, number 8, Razzle Dazzle Them from 11-10 into 8.5-10. In race 4, number 1, Winter Flight from 22-10 into 18-10. And the market mover for the day comes up in race 7, number 5, Chili Jam from 5-1 all the way into 22-10. And those market movers were offered by Hollywood Bets. Our best bet of the day does come up in race 2, number 5, Treasure Hunt, around about 8.5-10. And if you have a look at Treasure Hunt's form, she's improving with each and every run. She started her career off in a juvenile plate with winners over the 1,000 meters, getting beat 4 lengths by High Hosanna. Her second start was in a feature race and over 1,000 meters at Kenilworth, and she ran 8 lengths behind Amborix. Then she ran a nice, over the 1200, she ran a nice third, led from start to finish almost, and got tired in the last 200, getting beat 2 lengths by Bombshell. Then her last start was her best start from an 8 draw over the Durbanville 1250. She went to the front, I should say, and used a lot of energy just to get beat only a half a length by Santa Maria. That was a game run on that occasion. She looked like she was going to win and only got collared late. For me, Treasure Hunt does show the most potential at the moment in this particular race. I don't for 1 minute say she's the best horse in the race. There are one or two nicely bred first timers, but I think she's at the right place at the right time. She's got the experience behind her. She's fully fit and she's improving with every run. I think she's ready to break her maiden. So I do make Treasure Hunt the best bet of the day. In race 2, number 5, our value bet does come up in race 4, number 1, Winter Flight from the Brett Crawford Yard with Callan Murray. If you have a look at Winter Flight's form, it's not too bad, but it has improved of late. Three runs back, he ran 12 lengths behind Aqua Bolt. That was a very disappointing run. His penultimate start on the 23rd of Jan ran quite a nice race, 4 lengths behind Mr. Cobbs, went to the front on that occasion and just got collared in the final 200. Then was gelded on the 26th of January and raced on the 3rd of April. First run after the gelding, ran a fantastic third behind Favorita, only getting beat by a head on that occasion and was finishing hand over fist. The gelding obviously helped Winter Flight a great deal, and he is having his second start after the gelding 25 days later. For me, I think he's going to have further improvement. I think that, as I said, the gelding's done him the world of good. And on that strength of the Favorita form line, I think he's going to be hard to beat. From that form line, Phil's Dancer did come out to win last week, and Marmalisa ran second. It was a strong race. And I do think Winter Flight will win today. I do make him our value bet around about 18-10. If we do take the win-win double, Treasure Hunt onto Winter Flight, it does work out to a nice 4.5-1. Nice double, Winter Flight onto Treasure Hunt. Our exotic for the day, we're going to take the Biport today. We're taking our chances with the Biport, and the closing time is 12:55. I think it's a very catchable bar pot, and it only works out to 16 Rand. The first leg, 6 and 8 by Banker 5, by 2 and 8 by Banker 1, by 1 and 3, by 1 and 8, as 16 Rand perm, as I said. The bar pot does look like a nice bet today, and I definitely will be taking a few bar pots myself. Well, it does look like a very nice card out at Kenilworth today. I think we'll see a lot of the fancied horses coming through. Let's hope the card serves you well. From me, Dom Zaki, for Hollywood Bets, have a great day's racing out at Kenilworth.